Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick check for our very good friends, Tom and Brittany at Current Solar Contracting. I have not got confirmation from Cameron that Brittany has had the baby, so I know what that means is that Tom is waiting for a phone call. He needs to be busy, folks. You got to get this guy moving. He's got to get out of the hospital. He's got to get moving. He's got to get to work. Here's what you do. You call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Actually, it'll be Mike that you'll talk to, but you have them come out. They do a free analysis. Free. Okay, that's an analysis that costs nothing. That's why it's free. And they will check and see whether if you get solar, it will work. Like, if you got solar, if you get it, first of all, you don't want to have somebody that's doing third-party contractors and all this other stuff. You want to do it from a company that does it start to finish on their own, completely. So they're fully responsible for everything. Second, one of the things they brought up before is that some people are doing a little bit of scammy kind of stuff. And you got to be careful, man. You got to be careful who you do business with at every level, whether it's a nickel or $50,000 or $500,000 or $5 million. You go to currentsd.com and check out Current Solar Contracting and find out what they're like. And then you talk to them on the phone. You're going to find out that they're Christians dedicated to honoring the Lord and doing their business right so that they can keep their reputation strong and they can be a blessing to other people. How cool is that? That's just totally, totally, totally cool. Okay, so we support that 1,000 trillion, bazillion, gazillion fold.
That's a lot of support.
That's a big number. Hey, what's the deal? There's something happening?
There's a latest news bulletin. I'm reading this from our live news wire, Dave, that someone has found a hand sanitizer in the engineering back room, and they're putting it in the dispenser in the sister station, KCBQ control room. All employees are welcome to have some. That is Craig Kasten, our chief engineer.
So the chief engineer for KPRZ and KCBQ has found some sanitizer in the engineering back room, and he's put it in a dispenser in the KCBQ control room, and everybody is welcome
to
it?
That is correct, Dave. The reports we're reading are very accurate. They've been triple checked.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening and you are anywhere around KCBQ or KPRZ and you want to come visit us and have some hand sanitizer that our chief engineer has found, then just come up to the station, come up into the fifth floor, say hello to Brittany. She will walk you back to the KCBQ studio where you too can experience free hand sanitizer. Because there is nothing that we won't do for a joke. Nothing we won't do for a joke. Okay, did you like that? That was pretty funny.
That's nice, clean humor for you.
That's right. All right, that was funny. Come on, that's a good one. I have this DDD. I can't do it here because I only have 5 minutes. I just can't. I mean, it's one of those more intense things. So we're going to have to go kind of a different direction that I was planning on going. So we're going to do kind of a mini DDD versus the longer DDD. Is that all right?
That is perfectly fine, Dave.
I'm not really asking. Just
I know you were telling me.
I know. That's my way of telling you. Okay. Matthew chapter 8, verse 18 through 20. Matthew chapter 8. Verse 18 through 20. Not the big one we're going to do. We got a big one I'm going to do. That's not the one I'm doing yet. Matthew chapter 8, verse 18 through 20. When Jesus saw large crowds around him, he gave the order to go to the other side of the sea. A scribe approached him and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus told him, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests. But the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Oh, I love this portion because people read this and they go, "Wow, that was a very flowery spiritual answer." No, it wasn't. When Jesus saw large crowds around him, he gave the order to go to the other side of the sea. A scribe approached him and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus told him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." First of all, have you ever encountered or even said yourself, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus, I will do whatever you tell me to." People say that all the time, and some very sincerely, and some maybe not so sincerely, maybe more religious fervor at the moment, okay? So Jesus has this interesting response, a very fascinating response, in fact. He says, foxes have dens. They have a place to go. There is a place they call home. It's the dens. Birds have the sky where they have nests. You know what that nest is? That's the home for the bird. That's a place where the bird can go. Jesus says, nada. Now, you know what? You know what nada means? No, it's not a light chicken gravy. Nada means no place. Now, watch what Jesus is saying. This is really quite powerful. There is no secure place on the realm of the Christian walk that one can say, that's my home. There is no place of rest for the Christian that you can call home. You want to know why? Wrong planet. This is not the home. You see, here's the thing that people miss. The guy's like, I'll do whatever it takes to follow you, no matter what. Jesus goes, this is not even the right planet. The right place is heaven. The right place is the kingdom of God. The right place is in fellowship with the Lord God Almighty. This earth does not hold the key, the answer, the solution. The foxes have dens and the birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head because this is not home. Home is eternity with God in a heavenly realm, spending time in the kingdom of God. Home is eternity. Home is streets of gold. Home is the place that we call hope. You know what you can't get in Christianity? That really awesome security that the Mother Earth is going to cover you and smother you because Mother Earth loves you. Hey, Mother Earth, have you read Hebrews chapter 11, verses 13 through 16, where it talks about the fact that we are looking for a city whose builder and maker is God, and therefore he is not ashamed to be called our God? He's not ashamed of our fellowship with him because he knows and we know we're not of this planet. This is the wrong place. You want to follow Jesus? I want to follow Jesus. We all really want to follow Jesus. Well, where Jesus is going to lead us is not about living for the world, towards the world, and being a part of the world. Where Jesus is going to lead us is where there is a sea of crystal and rainbow behind the throne and asphalt. That's gold. The foxes have dens and the birds have nests in the sky. But you and me as Christians following Jesus, being willing to go all the way, we have one destiny. And that's heaven. And everything else is not home. We are strangers and pilgrims, Peter said. Strangers and pilgrims. Do you ever walk on this planet and feel like you're a stranger here? I feel like I'm in a foreign land. I'm not in the right place. Good chance you might get it more than you know. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to do some history and another story and then get set for a major DDD that will bake your noodle.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Need a body shop? Fix Auto Collision has 11 locally owned and operated centers in San Diego. They will get you back on the road quickly and safely. You have a friend in the business with Fix Auto. Call 1-800-INFO-FIX or visit them online at fixauto.com.
How is your retirement account looking? Or how about your savings account? If you're tired of watching your family's financial future disappear and are left wondering why your money manager can't seem to keep it from happening, then come learn how to take control of your own finances. Since the Bible teaches to lay aside for your grandchildren, you need a way to do just that. Attend our two-day course and learn the system that pastor and businessman David Mitchell developed based on principles found in the Bible, along with his solid background in trading in the stock market. You can learn this system just like thousands of others have across the country. Be the person that your great-grandchildren will be talking about. New venture on Wall Street. Build your legacy.
Attend our live event coming to the Sheraton La Jolla, October 17th and 18th. Full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
Your chances of winning the lotto are 1 in 260 million. Yet a lot of Americans play the lotto because we love hope. Hope for the future, hope for our kids, hope for a comfortable retirement. No need to just hope when you have a sure thing, like the new reverse mortgage from my friend Mehran Aram and the trusted experts at the Aramco Group. As San Diego's number one reverse mortgage company, Aramco can show you how to secure your retirement with the new reverse mortgage. Yeah, you have a better chance of becoming president of the United States or living past the age of 100. Or maybe getting killed by a falling coconut. Those are all about the same as winning the lotto. So don't gamble with your future, with your retirement. Learn how to access the equity in your home as cash and eliminate your mortgage payments today. Join us for the next free dinner workshop, October 9th, 6 p.m. at the Willowbrook Country Club in Lakeside. Call today, 866-600-1130 or online at aramco.com. Trust Aramco. Trust with confidence.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anson. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time, I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I'm not sure people are supposed to have this much fun on the radio, but oh well. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. I get emails on a regular basis. Don't worry, you're not going to... I don't write very good emails. That's right, I don't read them very good. So it all works out in the wash. If you want to call the show, 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473. And that is if you want to have, we kind of offer the opportunity to pray for people. We like doing that. Plus, also, we love praise reports. Those are really, really cool. I want to do some history because there's a very significant two significant things that happened on this day in way the past. That's why
Dateline,
it's history.
Way the past.
Way the past. 1950 on this day, the Peanuts comic strip by Charles M. Schulz first appeared in newspapers, for those that didn't know. And the whole theory, Peppermint Patty, she was kind of like, you know, different kind of gender, whatever. Just so you can know, Charles M. Schulz, first class born again Christian who totally believed in Jesus Christ and every word in the Bible. And if you don't understand that, I can give you the book I have from him that will show you that. 1998, on this day, Gene Autry, the singing cowboy and former owner of the Anaheim Angels baseball team, passed away at age 91. This is a very funny day for television. Ooh. And you see, you'll have the sound things, but don't get them because there's just way too much stuff to do. It's just too much. In 1955, on this day, for the first time, the people on CBS heard "Good Evening." The master of mystery ceremonies, Alfred Hitchcock, presented his brand of suspense on this day in 1955. Now, watch this. In 1959, on this day, same day, 4 years later, this was read. "There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pits of man's fear and the summit of his knowledge. This is a dimension of imagination. It is an area we call the Twilight Zone." So 4 years later, after Alfred Hitchcock, was the Twilight Zone, 1959. I thought that was amazing. I was just kind of blown away by that. Then for music buffs who really care about this, in 1965, the McCoys, the Hang On Sloopy hit number, not Snoopy, Sloopy, hit number one in the U.S. Nobody's really sure why. Because it's like, what? Okay. Here's the last thing you got to know for today. Ready for history? Watch this. I bet you haven't heard this before, and you're going to have to come up with an on-the-spot response. Today is Name Your Car Day. Name Your Car Day, celebrated October 2nd, 2014. Does your car have a name? It deserves a name because you spend so much time of your life in your car, so you should name your car. Now, that got me to thinking.
Uh-oh.
If that is in fact true, and maybe it is, that you should name your car because you spend a lot of time in it, should you also then, number one, name your couch? I mean, look, spend a lot of time on the couch. You can't tell me you can't have a right. You spend some good time on the couch. Come on. Number two, should you then name your pillow? After all, you are closest with your pillow, closer than any other person. So shouldn't you name your pillow? After all, you put your head on your pillow. Right? Number three, hold on, and tell me what you think of this one. How is it that you can name your car, name your couch, and name your pillow, and not name your shoes? This makes no sense. They go with you wherever you're going. In fact, you wear your shoes more than you wear the same pair of pants or the same shirt or the same socks or the same undergarment. The shoes go with you all the time. Right? Why aren't we naming those?
When I do retire, I hope your next partner is just like you.
That's not going to happen, Rog, because there's winners and there's losers, and God wouldn't do that to me.
Yeah, well, he did it to me.
Thanks a lot, pal. What do you think? Name your car. Name your... You got to admit, name your pillow.
You know, the reasons you gave for all the other ones, I mean, it's pretty spot on accurate.
I mean, if you think about name your pillow, I mean, come on. I mean, your pillow is like, you know, you sleep with your pillow. Put your head
you probably spend
on
more time with your pillow than you do members of your family.
There's no question about it. You spend, you know, 6 to 8 hours direct contact with your pillow face to face. You're not that close with anybody anywhere except God. Just so you can know. So in a certain sense, your pillow is the one item in your life you probably should name. Now, it is true that when I was earlier when we did this show, I had a very specific blanket that I used to sleep with that I used to call Blanky. And my wife, because she thought it was torn up way too much, she did not wash it that one last time. She threw it out without telling me. And then I found out afterwards that my wife had killed my Blanky. I was pretty upset about that. But the point of that is you get attached to, like, your pillow. Don't tell me you don't get attached to your pillow. If you didn't get attached to it, you wouldn't sleep with it every night.
Hey, I ruined your show towel when I was battling headaches last week. I still owe you a towel.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Last week, last year.
Last year. Yeah, you destroyed my towel with your innards. Thanks.
You're welcome.
You got to name your car. I wish I could name my car going faster on the freeway. That's like what
speedy.
I'd like to call it. I'd like to name it over 10 miles an hour during rush hour. That's what I'd like to name my car. Okay. We're going to go early here because I can come back and get some more time in on the DDD. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Losing someone you love can be very painful. Don't give loss the last word. Attend the CCEF 2014 National Conference, October 3rd through 5th at the Town & Country Resort & Hotel.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
Hey folks, Dave Stahl here. I love a good deal, just like the great lease deals you can find at Team Kia of El Cajon, like the sporty Kia Forte Coupe for just $179 a month for 36 months, or the tech-ready Kia Soul for $239 a month for 39 months. Don't forget about the gas-saving Kia Optima Hybrid for only $259 a month for 39 months. Team Kia of El Cajon, just off the 8, or at teamkiaofelcajon.com. And don't forget to say Dave Stahl sent you.
Team Kia of El Cajon.
Offer available for qualified lessees.
Brian Smith, Director of Local Ministry, spotlighting Thrivent Financial, a longtime sponsor of KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events. Listeners are surprised to learn that Thrivent is a Christian organization that helps folks just like you in the areas of investing and retirement planning. The good folks at the La Jolla Gateway team provides great information free of charge and also sponsors free, no-obligation workshops on the topics of retirement planning, college planning, and how to manage your money. The La Jolla Gateway team has two convenient offices to serve you. And for more information about Thrivent Financial, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or email ruth.puentes, P-U-E-N-T-E-S, at thrivent.com. For more information about KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events, call us at 858-535-1210. Call KPRZ to learn more about the creative and effective solutions we can provide your church and ministry. KPRZ, San Diego's Christian radio station.
The kids are back in school. Fall is almost officially here, but guess what? The Southern California heat, not going anywhere anytime soon. Now, most of the rest of the country wasn't as scorching as they expected, and as a result, Lennox has a ton of air conditioning units that they have to get rid of now. Ken and Tina Starr are the owners of 1-800-COMFORT. These guys are awesome. I know them personally, and they are a Lennox Premier dealer. Now, as a Lennox Premier dealer, 1-800-COMFORT is able to buy all of these leftover AC units at really low prices that other contractors just can't get. And Ken and Tina told me that they want to pass this unbelievable savings on to you. Give them a call today, 1-800-COMFORT, and take advantage of their end of summer clearance sale. The warehouses are full and all brand new 2014 inventory has to go. It's still going to be hot, so don't suffer any longer. Appointments are filling up fast, so call 1-800-COMFORT or visit 1-800-COMFORT.com. 1-800-COMFORT, comfort you can count on.
CSLB number 974908.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back.
And that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
To the David Spoon Experience. I don't know. You got to name those boots. That's part of it. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Do you have any names for the shoes that you wear? Just out of curiosity.
Ying and Yang.
Ying and Yang. Ping and Pong. Yeah, you can do anything like that. All right, I'm going to do this DDD, and I think it's a worthy DDD. I want to remind everybody about Genesis Recovery and a good friend, Tommy Hawthorne, who I emailed today, and actually was supposed to hook up with him today, but I said today or tomorrow after 11, so him and I will talk tomorrow. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a great ministry that is a brother. There are brothers who are in the Lord who are trying to help other brothers and other people either recover to find Jesus for the first time or find Jesus again, so to speak. They're helping people who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol, and they need your prayers. And I think it's worthy to mention. I'm asking people to at least mention them twice a week. Did I say twice a week last the other day? I think I said twice a week.
Yeah, you did.
Twice a week. You don't have to talk long. Just mention, Lord, bless that one ministry. That's all. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com is their phone number. Or is their website? You know, that's good. I give a website, and I say it's the phone number. I could just see where this segment's going. I'm trying to do this DDD. It says, though the Lord is going, not yet. Not yet. I'm trying, Lord. Like, not yet. Like, okay, when? Not yet. Okay, sir, yes. Their website is GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. That's a website. When you have the .com, .org, .church, which is brand new, .net, .anything, that's a website. When you have numbers that are given to you, that's a phone number. See how that works? Their phone number, 619-797-7319. You can also go to Google as our very own Dave Centrella, president of the radio stations, Salem Communication Radio Station, said, tell him to go to Google and type in the name. Go to Google, type in the name, Genesis Recovery San Diego. Of course, it will give you this number, 619-797-7319, but you can do it that way. I think he Googles everything. He's just Google guy. That's, you know, that's what they are. President Salem Communications, Google guy.
Call now, 1-866-577-2473. The David Spoon Experience.
Yeah, I'm going to get a memo on that. Note to Dave, stop mentioning brass. Okay. Whoops. Yeah, I'm not good at stuff like that. Have you noticed? I have a kind of a weakness there. I don't know. I think
filters are usually in the off position.
Yeah, I mean, most people, yeah, you don't talk about people who are in charge that way. Is that person Jesus? No. Huh, so they don't have a heaven to put me in, right?
Oh, well.
Right, right. The only debate in there is there's a fine line between entertainment, political commentary. Like, in comedy, you can get away with anything, right? Entertainment, you get away with anything. Political commentary, you got to be careful. So how does that work? Because here I'm confused, and we'll go to the DDD in the next thing. Here's what I'm confused about. How is it that, what's-his-face on Comedy Central, Jimmy Stewart, John Stewart, James Stewart, what's that ever, the Stewart whatever dude
Jimmy
guy?
Jimmy Stewart.
What's the guy's name? I don't watch his
that,
show.
That made me laugh so much. I can't even, John Stewart.
John Stewart, Johnny Appleseed Stewart. Okay, so Johnny Appleseed Stewart, he does political commentary, but because he throws a joke in somewhere in that 5 minutes, he then is allowed to say anything he wants, and then it's permissible in
not just
general society, even Christian society. It's like it's permissible at that point. So I can talk for 29 minutes being totally serious, ravaging somebody, bringing them down, and at the very, very, very end, tell a minute, insignificant, unfunny joke. And then that justifies the previous 29 minutes, and it's okay at that
point?
You're
going to need a bigger boat.
Does that seem right?
It's not right, but it happens all the time, mainstream.
So, but I mean, isn't the church, should they not, I mean, it seems like the church mentality, same. I mean, when we do entertainment, and we make fun of people from time to time, and I know those Christians that really don't like it, and we tell those Christians all the time, we're very sorry we offended you, don't listen to the show. That's what we tell them. And then the people that get really offended, like people from the Legbutt community get really offended, or the people for the atheists just can't stand me. They really dislike me. It's just like, who cares? When I die, they don't have a heaven to put me in. They don't even believe in God. That's the last person I should. It's the last person I should care. But you should be a good witness to them. Here's the witness. You're going to go to hell if you don't repent. That's my witness.
Unless you spell your name J-E-S-U-S, fair game.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those weird things. And it's like, and I'm not trying to be demeaning. You know what I'm trying to be? Honest. That's the one
it's
thing.
Very true.
I mean, I'm trying to be honest. It's like, that's not honest, that's rude. Nope. In my world, that's honest. I mean, when my mom taught me, I mean, she just what my parents taught me. You know, you taught me to be honest. You know, what do you think of this? Okay, and then you give your opinion and it's kind of half opinion. My mom would go, what do you really think? I want to really know the answer. It's like, oh. That's what I learned. That's how I was trained. So I know nothing else. That and I'm stupid. So you have those two things together.
You are not authorized to access this area.
Pretty soon I'm not going to be authorized to access any area. Well, that's okay. All right, so I have this DD. I mean, I'm so committed to it. It's Revelation chapter 11:11. When we come back, I'm actually going to teach on it. It's eschatological. It has to do with the end times, but it has to do with something that's even broader and perhaps more pertinent for the moment. So you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Losing someone you love can be very painful. Don't give loss the last word. Attend the CCEF 2014 National Conference, October 3rd through 5th at the Town and Country Resort and Hotel.
San Diego Christian Writers Guild Fall 2014 Conference is October 24th and 25th, hosted at Maranatha Chapel. This event has become a great opportunity for local new and previously published writers. San Diego Christian Writers Guild Conference will feature local author Arlene Pellicane. She has appeared on NBC Today Show and written Happy Husband, Happy Wife, and Happy Home series, and Arlene recently released Growing Up Social, a book she co-authored with Dr. Gary Chapman. Also at the conference will be Ellie Kay, national speaker and America's family financial expert. Miss Lynn Vincent, a collaborator on the best-selling Heaven Is For Real, will also be there, and this year's keynote speaker is Philip Yancey. San Diego Christian Writers Conference, October 24th and 25th at Maranatha Chapel. To learn more, visit sandiegocwg.com. There will even be two publishing agents who can answer questions you might have about publishing your new book. sandiegocyg.com. Register for this great event today.
On Saturday, October 11th, bring your family and friends down to stay late or sleep out at Liberty Station. It's the 8th annual Sleepless San Diego, a fun, family-friendly benefit to help the homeless at San Diego Rescue Mission. Enjoy live entertainment, activities, and educational videos. Register right now at sleeplesssandiego.org. That's sleeplesssandiego.org. Sleepless San Diego is brought to you by San Diego Rescue Mission and presented in part by Procopio Business Law Firm and Barney & Barney.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
A steward is someone who manages or takes care of another's property. The word actually means the manager of a house. It does not mean the owner, but the manager. Hi, this is Steve with Whitefields Ministries. We all know it's more important than ever to ensure stewardship and accountability through your church accounting. At the accounting department, they understand what an important role this is. They also know that you may not have time to look over your budget thoroughly. Let the accounting department help. They've been great for Whitefields Ministries, and I know they would love to help you too. Right now, in the month of October, the accounting department is offered to look at your books for free. That's right, no obligation. Call the accounting department in October and they will look at your books for free. Call them today, 760-448-5322. That's 760-448-5322. Don't forget to tell them Steve from Whitefields Ministries sent you. Call 760-448-5322.
Hi, everybody. It's me again. That's Craig Perry. I have so many happy clients that have never lost any investment money ever. My index investment guarantees you can't go backwards due to stock market decline. I know many of you have lost money in real estate, gold, silver, bonds, stocks, mutual funds, and if anyone tells you they can get you 14%, you call me first, please. This product gets like stock market growth, but you can't ever lose principal or interest due to stock market decline. I've averaged over 8% the last few years. Wow, and I can't ever lose it. I'm so tired of the competition writing lies about my product without any proof to back it up. They're either jealous because they can't sell it or they just don't understand it. I'm the truth. 1-800-553-6247. No annual fees, no commission charged, and 35 years of honest truth. That's God's way. Great for 401ks, IRAs, CDs. Call me for a quick learning lesson. 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back. to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Just want to let everybody know, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, if you want to go to Facebook, type in The David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Then also follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle.
Punch the keys, for God's sake!
That's what I said. That's my handle. Okay, so a couple of things to tell you. Weather, pretty nice. I think decent. Traffic, getting worse. So everybody who has no patience, I know you're not a doctor, but develop some, because you need to have patience as it's happening. And oh, by the way, you who's listening right now, who's also texting, stop that. You're irritating all of us. Stop texting. Yeah, you. No, you. You specifically. You stop texting.
Talking to Brian?
No. Stop texting while you're driving. Driving me insane. Well, maybe it's a short putt, but that's got nothing to do with anything. Here's the title of the DDD. I'm finally doing it. Revelation chapter 11, verse 11. Here's the title. Controversial? Not really. No, that's the title. How's that? You like that? Controversial? Not really. I don't know how I made that title up, but it doesn't matter. Here's the passage I read today. This is the kind of weird stuff that happens to me. I got this today, okay? Revelation chapter 11, verse 11, especially after reading Ezekiel yesterday. It's like, wow, now I'm in Revelation. Revelation chapter 11, verse 11, but after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet. And so great fear fell on those who saw them. Okay, so this is in reference to the two witnesses in Revelation chapter 11. Let me read that again so you hear about what happened to the witnesses. The witnesses were making proclamations and judgment proclamations. Here's what it says. And this is after they were killed. It says, but after 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet. So great fear fell on those who saw them. Now, let's talk about this from an interpretive point of view. Revelation is an interesting book that many people come at from different angles. Some people believe it's one successive series of events that starts with the rapture of the church in Revelation chapter 4. Other people see it as a picture of seven different pictures, each one becoming more and more intense than the last one. Other people believe it's a communication between the beginning, the resurrection and ascension of Christ to the return of Christ. Other people believe that Revelation is more of a historical reference of all mankind from beginning to end in symbolic and literal format. So there's those four, plus there's actually about two other interpretations that does mixing on all those. So the three big interpretations for who the two people are, the two people in premillennial dispensational thinking, or in the thinking that it's more of a literal process, they believe the two people are either Moses and Elijah, who were saw on the Mount of Transfiguration, or they believe it was Elijah and Enoch, who did not die in the Old Testament, and thereby, because they have to die, they came back here in the New Testament in this process, because Enoch was just taken, he never died, and Elijah was taken up in a whirlwind. Okay, so you got those two that never died. So people say, well, it's those guys. Then you have other people say the two people are symbolic of two groups, one representing the Old Testament church, one representing the New Testament, the Old Testament Israel, and the other one, New Testament church. And then there's other people that believe that the two people are symbolic of the church as a whole, because they were, there's a reference to them saying lampstands, and you know from Revelation 1, lampstands is churches, and they believe that there's two of them because Jesus sent them out two by two, establishing the proclamation of the gospel, and other people believe it's completely different. Guess what? I understand those different approaches. I appreciate their strengths. I can look at their weaknesses. I understand their levels of interpretation and the demonstration of hermeneutics to get to them. I understand their differences, and I appreciate all of the blessings that each viewpoint comes and brings. But I'm a manifold millennialist. And I want to know, regardless of how that's going to pan out prophetically, What's the thing I'm pulling out of that for me? What am I pulling out of the scripture for me? Am I pulling a hat out of the scripture? No. Am I pulling a rabbit out of the hat of scripture? No. What I'm pulling out of scripture is, what is the application that I'm going to use beyond what the prophetic application is? Is there another application I can use in this? And there is. And I want to concentrate on that element, okay? So this is really important, so I need full attention. Listen. It says they were dead for 3.5 days, and the breath of God, the breath of life from God entered them. I want to know where I can get the breath of life from God. You see, I'm not as interested on whether it's two people, two groups, symbolic of the church, or something else. I read this passage, and it says, but after three and a half days, the breath of life from God entered them. They stood on their feet, so great fear fell on those who saw them. I want the breath of life from God in me. I want that. See, the breath of God that was poured into them had them stand on their feet. They were dead, lying on the ground, limp. And then the breath of the life of God came into them, and they stood straight up. So if you can imagine a person, like, it's almost like seeing a film in reverse, somebody laying on the ground, whoop, they stand straight up. That was because of the breath of the life from God. So I want the breath of God in my Christian walk, because I know that's empowering. So the question is, where do I get the breath of God in my life? Where does the breath of God come from? And it comes from one or two or three primary places. Let me give you the first one. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed. Do you know where the breath of God comes from? Scripture. All scripture is God-breathed. God breathed into the scripture. You read the scripture, his breath breathes back on you. That's the same breath that went into Adam and made him a living being. That's the same breath that went back into these two witnesses and raised them from the dead and gave them life and had them stand straight up. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. The scriptures are God-breathed. When I get into the book, when I get my BFN, that stands for Big Fat Nose, when I get my BFN in the book, the breath of God breathes on me and the breath of life comes into me, and I have revival in my own being and spirit because of the word of God. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. Psalm 19, verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The word of God restores the soul. You get that? The word of God is the breath of God, and the breath of God breathes on you when you engage in his word. That's kind of cool. Come on. Come on, no? That's cool. On that, I should get an amen, or at least an amen, amen from somebody.
Amen.
Job 33, verse 4 says, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Now, here, there's a connection between the breath of God and the Spirit of God. So let's just have a little honesty, can we please? For those of you that believe in the Trinity, how many of you out there believe in the Trinity? Raise your hand. If you believe in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, then stop treating the Holy Spirit like he's an electrical power that's going from the grid to a light post and doesn't connect to you. The Holy Spirit resides in you, abides in you, lives on you, falls upon you, empowers you. Guess what? When the Spirit of God fell on those dry bones, the wind of God fell on those dry bones in Ezekiel, they came to life. The scripture breathes life into you, and the Spirit of God breathes life into you. And what that's a call for is for us to maybe do a little less polluting of spirituality, so we can stop grieving the Holy Spirit, stop quenching. You know, there's two things that people do. We quench and we grieve. Two separate words, two separate applications. Do you know what grieve means? It means to make sad. We make the Holy Spirit sad by some of the things that we do. We should stop that, since the Spirit breathes life into us. Okay, that's the grieving. And then the quenching is different. You know what quenching is? That's a fire where you dump water on it and put the fire out. Oops. Why would we do that? Well, there's two reasons. One, we're dumb, and two, we're dumb. Why quench the Holy Spirit? We quench the Holy Spirit. We restrict the flow of the Holy Spirit in our lives by the very sin that we engage in and our very rebellion against God and our own willingness to be open to the Lord. So there's two great elements. The Word of God, which has the breath of God, which breathes on us and creates life. And the Spirit of God, with which is the breath of the Almighty, which gives life, the Holy Spirit operating in us, through us, and to us, is another element. And we should be letting both of those, His Word and His Holy Spirit, have their full work in our lives. And then we can understand what it is to have the breath of life from God enter us and help us to stand. Got it? Good. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we'll be looking at our Facebook post, Don't Go Anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
SDG&E's assistant programs include a monthly bill discount of at least 20%. You could also qualify to receive efficient lighting and even new appliances. To learn more, connect at sdgne.com/assistance.
Is God calling you to the entertainment industry? Do you want to be an actor, model, singer, or dancer? Do you think the world needs better role models? The time is now. Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ is coming to San Diego Saturday, October 4th. A new generation of Christian performers is rising. Call 800-STAR-420 or go to amtcaudition.com. God gave you talent for a reason, to shine for Him. We're searching for actors, models, singers, and dancers in San Diego Saturday, October 4th. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. The curtain is rising. Will you be on the stage? Call 800-STAR-420 or log on amtcaudition.com. Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ. Register for your audition today. Call 800-STAR-420 or amtcaudition.com. amtcaudition.com.
What are you paying for electricity? How about nothing? For a whole year? Call Peterson Dean's Solar for America and get 12 months same as cash. Lock in one low rate for 30 years or more. How low? About 7 cents per kilowatt hour. That's below baseline and way below your average. In fact, it's the cheapest power you can buy in California. If you've had it with your electric bills, it's time to flip off your power company and flip on the cheapest power you can buy. Solar for America. 800-943-1940. 800-943-1940. Zero down? Check. 30 years in business? Check. American made? Check. The other guys? You better check. Go ahead. Flip off your power company and flip on Solar for America. American made through and through, and the best warranty in the business. 800-943-1940. 800-943-1940. California CSOP 468-117.
Hi, I'm John Goodell.
And I'm Paige Sturgeon.
We're inviting you to our new program, Firm Foundations, 3 p.m. Saturdays here on KPRZ.
Your house is much more than just a building. It becomes a home where you build a family.
Home is about relationship. It's about relationship between you and God, you and your spouse, your family, community, churches, schools, and other organizations. Join us for great guests and conversation.
Firm Foundations, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
KPRZ is proud to announce the 9th Annual Pastor's Appreciation Luncheon with June Hunt on Thursday, October 23rd at the Four Points Sheraton in Kearny Mesa. The Pastor's Appreciation Luncheon is completely free and includes a great meal, goodie bags, fellowship with other local pastors, awesome prizes from sponsors, and a special message from June Hunt of Hope for the Heart Ministries. RSVP at kprz.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by Thrivent Financial, Southern California Seminary, U.S. Army Chaplains, and Azusa Pacific University.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Can you hear my voice tonight? Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, I know that DDD we did had a little complexity to it. That wasn't a simple one, was it? But it was interesting.
Pretty deep.
It's fascinating because you really, when you have the breath of God on you and it comes through His Word or it comes through the Holy Spirit, you just have this whole reviving in life. It gives you the sustainability. It's really what most of us need, but we just maybe perhaps don't recognize it. That's all right. You just kind of process, and if you need to listen to it again, the podcast will be up in the next couple of days. Let's say it's Thursday. It'll be up by Monday or Tuesday, and then you get a chance to listen to it again. I think if you get into it and dig into it, you'll find there's some pretty interesting stuff, because I know it was a little deep because you were like going, and that was my key. All right, let's do our Facebook post. I only got 2 minutes or 3 minutes as famous Brad K. Smith goes walking by. All right, so that's what I'm talking about, folks. What are we talking about? We're talking about pulling treasure out of garbage. And since in that show they owned a garbage dump, that makes perfect sense to me. I don't know why anybody else doesn't understand that. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 through 13a. And I'm not doing the Fonzie thing. A. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 through 13a says this. Now, when I went to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ and found that the Lord had opened a door for me, I still had no peace of mind. What? What did you say, Apostle Paul, writer of much of the New Testament? What did you say? Now, when I went to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ and found that the Lord had opened a door for me, I still had no peace of mind. Now, when you first read that, you think, well, how does that work? How does that happen? I don't understand. Let me explain it to you. It's very simple. When the Lord leads us, and He often does, and creates open doors for us, He also enables us, when we get to that open door, to use peace of mind in a situation to help guide us further in the circumstance. So let's say the Lord takes you to a certain number. Let's say He takes you from 0 to 20. Now, at 20, maybe you think I'm supposed to stay at 20, but perhaps you're supposed to go back down to 15 or up to 25. There's still further direction to go. So even if the Lord opens the door and brings you to a certain place, that's not the end. You're still in process. And while you're still in process with the Lord, He allows peace of mind to be a part of that process to guide you. And I think what people do is they get all freaked out. It's like, oh no, you can't do that. No, yes, you can. God built that in you so that in your inner you, when you're like going, this isn't right, or no, it needs to be different, that's your you using peace of mind as a guidance assistant element. Even if the Lord's brought you to a certain place, He may further direct you through enabling you to use peace of mind to get further clarification. In this case, Paul goes to Troas, and the Lord opened a door for him. He got there. He got there for a reason, but then after he was there, he wasn't comfortable to stay, and he left. So getting there was the Lord's plan, but having him stay there was not. And the Lord used peace of mind for Paul to move him back into a different direction. Here's the real big part about the Facebook post. There are times when the inner godly voice is a good barometer. There are times when the inner godly voice is a good barometer. That gives you something to work off of. If the Lord opens a door and you get there, but you have not a resting, and that's what peace of mind really is, resting within your mindset. If you're not comfortable, that could be the Lord saying, go this way now. Peace of mind is a valid element in making discerning decisions and wisdom and so on. It's a very valid element that Paul brings up to us so we can see it in Scripture. Don't be afraid of that. Trust that the Lord will guide you. If you make a mistake, trust that He'll redirect you. You're never going to do this whole walk perfect. I don't know anybody except for Jesus anywhere, even in all of the Bible, that did the walk perfect. except for Jesus. So you're going to kind of learn and grow and develop, but you will get there. But peace of mind, a valid element to help guide us in our processing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Tomorrow, David Limbaugh and more insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.